Visit the Capitol protests on any given day, and you're likely to see someone carrying a sign that says 14. It's a tribute to the missing Democrats who are blocking Governor Scott Walker's plan to strip public employee unions of bargaining rights. This past weekend, Greg Nemeth of Eau Claire was carrying a campaign sign for his state senator, Kathleen Vinehout. Nemeth had added the number 14 in permanent marker.
I think that they've taken a very courageous and principled stand on behalf of their constituency.
Nemeth's views are in the majority in this crowd. At a smaller Tea Party rally Saturday, the senators were far less popular. Dottie Feeder of Brookfield was there, carrying a sign with the Democrats' pictures on it.
Well, okay, it says Amber Alert, 14 missing children. I think it's time that these senators come back and do what they're paid for.
The senators won't say when they'll return. Minority Leader Mark Miller says Republicans need to sit down first and negotiate.
You know, this has proven to be a historic moment, and I think it's time for Republican legislators to look to their conscience rather than to just follow the dictates of the governor.
Democrats say Republicans should take a deal offered by unions that would give the governor what he wants in benefits concessions while maintaining collective bargaining. The governor says he'll have no such deal. While the Senate can't vote on budget bills like this one without 20 members present, the Senate's majority leader says his 19 members will convene tomorrow. Republican leader Scott Fitzgerald says they'll pass bills without a fiscal effect. Those only require 17 votes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.